Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
It's Fan Mail Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is my colleague, Eric Johnson. And we are going to be looking at an email that we received from a young man. Now, I'm assuming that he is perhaps on his mission, and I make that assumption based on his email address, the extension of his email address, but he asked some very, what I thought were very thoughtful questions. He was a very respectful young man. I appreciate those kind of emails, and I would love to take time and answer a person who has some sincere questions. And I thought he had some sincere questions, and so I responded to him. But we're going to look at his email, and because of time constraints, we're not going to read the whole thing because it's kind of lengthy, but we're going to get right to the gist of his, well, it was a complaint. So why don't you go ahead and read that, Eric?
He writes, "I am a faithful Latter-day Saint. I am not emailing to argue or debate about religion. I am 19 years old and have a firm and steadfast testimony of Joseph Smith, the Book of Mormon, and the Bible. In essence, I know that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is Christ's true church once again restored on the earth. But in contrast, I understand that you at MRM.org also may have the opinion that you, quote-unquote, know that you are correct. We both believe ourselves to be correct. I am not emailing you to try and persuade you otherwise. Rather, I am mostly just concerned at the name of your website. I was researching some LDS teachings, and it brought me to your website. It took me a couple of minutes to realize that your website was not what I wanted. I just thought I would bring it to your attention, if you haven't thought of this already, that your website name is somewhat misleading. By calling it the Mormonism Research Ministry, in my opinion, it makes it sound like you are claiming to be a Mormon ministry research group. It was something that I found confusing, and it took me a few minutes, and eventually having a look at your About Us to figure out your true purpose." That's a place on our site. "I'm assuming that the name of your organization is not meant to be intentionally misleading, and I understand that by offering counseling to those doubting their faith is your way of trying to help. And again, though I disagree with some of your interpretations of the Bible and Christ's gospel, I admire your desire to help people find what you believe to be the truth. I would only ask that perhaps you could make it a little clearer what the purpose of your website is so that faithful Latter-day Saints like myself don't mistakenly start looking at your website thinking that it perhaps is a church-sponsored or pro-LDS website."
I would probably say that I can understand his concern. If he was looking for a site that was sympathetic to the Mormon cause and he came upon ours and naturally assumed that somehow we were trying to deceive people just to get them to look at our site, if we did in fact have deceit as our intention, that would be a legitimate complaint. However, let me just explain something, folks. Why do we have the name Mormonism Research Ministry? Now, I actually chose that name back in the late 1970s. We began in 1979. And of course, if you're going to register as a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, you have to have a name for the organization. And I got to be very upfront with you. I purposely chose the word ministry at the end of our name because Mormons do not normally use such a word when it comes to the title of an organization. And in fact, I was trying to think of just recently how many organizations that there are out there that are pro-LDS in its content, and I can't think of one off the top of my head after all these years that uses the word ministry. So I think I was correct in choosing that name, at least that word at the end of our name, and plus the word Mormonism. That's not something you find a lot of Mormons using either. It's not that they don't have sites like Mormon.org, but the word Mormonism is not something that you normally find in an organization that is pro-LDS. So I think we did it right in that, and we are not trying to be deceptive at all. But there's one thing that this young man brings out. He did notice very quickly when he looked at our site, it dawned on him. Now, he says it took him a few minutes, but he did recognize that we are not a pro-LDS site, that we are, in fact, critical of the LDS Church.
Well, if you were to Google us, like if you typed in Mormonism, we're going to be in the top page or two. Mormonism Research Ministry, underneath it, it says MRM.org. Here's what our explanation is underneath. We're not trying to fool anybody. Evangelical Christian Ministry, challenging the claims of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Articles examine Mormon teachings, the Book of Mormon, etc. So right off the top, our first three words, Evangelical Christian Ministry. We're not trying to pull a fast one on anybody. Just when they're Googling us, if they don't want to come to our site, they certainly don't have to. But then when they get onto our site, I think that it's very clear, if you look at some of the top articles, that this is really a Christian site examining Mormonism, doing the best job we possibly can to give accurate information so that people who would like to know more can do some research themselves.
Well, for example, we have your article, your series of articles dealing with the George Albert Smith Gospel Doctrine Manual, and it says right on there that you're giving an evangelical perspective on there. Mm-hmm. Plus, we also have, as this young man has noted, we have an About Us page, which if you just simply click on that, it'll take you right to it, and it'll explain very clearly what our purpose and motives are.
That's at the very top.
It's at the very top. And then on the right-hand side of the website, there's also a short little radio interview that I did with a local station several years ago explaining our purpose. So I think we've done the best we can possibly do without putting in big, huge, bold letters with a big balloon burst. You know, we're not Mormon. I don't think we actually owe that to anybody, because when you are looking for information, the purpose of doing that is to actually read what's on the page. And it doesn't take very long to find out that we are not trying to promote ourselves as a Mormon organization. But the question I need to ask, though, is so what? You know, I mean, if the information is accurate, and this might cause some confusion because a lot of what we cite are actually primary sources from LDS publications and LDS speeches and things like that. That could be a little bit confusing. Like, why are we citing their material? Well, in order to do good research, you have to cite primary sources. So if a person sees, for instance, names like Joseph Smith or Brigham Young and people like that are being quoted, that might cause some confusion. But then that's really, to do good research, you have to cite the primary sources. We don't want to cite secondary sources unless it's absolutely necessary. Of course, the best type of quotation would be a primary source taken from an LDS leader or a manual or a speech or a publication. We can't really get away from that.
He writes a little later in his letter, he says, "I believe that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is best qualified to proclaim its own beliefs." We hear that a lot from Mormons who say, if you want to know about Mormonism, then you ask a Mormon. If you want to know about Mormonism on the web, then you should go to a Mormon website. And so for us to come in is, I think, what he's trying to say. For us to come in and say, well, here's what Mormonism is, even though he admitted that it was mainly accurate,
oh, yeah,
that still isn't going to work for him because it's coming from a source that he doesn't agree with.
Yeah, I think the only way that argument can really hold a lot of water is if we are citing somebody and then taking them out of context. And of course, we do hear that occasionally from Latter-day Saints. They'll say, well, you're taking everything out of context. And when we ask them for a specific example, of course, we don't get any. Usually, it's a misunderstanding on their part, and they haven't read the quotation very well. And they're just naturally assuming, because they don't agree with the quotation, that we must have taken it out of context because they see a troubling aspect in that particular quote. And yeah, that would be a legitimate gripe if we were doing that. And we've mentioned it before. As sinful people, we have the propensity to make a mistake. There's no doubt about that. But it would not do us any good, and it certainly doesn't do the Mormon people any good, if we were to continually do that on purpose. If we have taken something out of context, and certainly we do want to know about it, we'll look at it, and if it is out of context, then we'll take it down.
And the most important part, as you said earlier, is that the information is accurate. the motivation doesn't matter. I mean, if the motivation that we have is maybe in his mind wrong,
right.
It doesn't matter if the information is there. You're right. It could be troubling. Why is it troubling to you?
Yeah.
You came up with an illustration I think is a good illustration of the drawing a circle on a piece of
paper.
Yeah,
because he says in this email, he says that he knows that his church is true. How many times have we heard that? We hear that all the time from faithful Latter-day Saints, that they know the church is true. But what does that really mean? It usually means that they have a subjective experience, and this experience tells them that it's true. It doesn't mean necessarily that they have a lot of good information to support what they believe to be true. It's just a feeling. So I challenged him, as I've challenged other Latter-day Saints, and especially since he's a young man, he says he's only 19, I said that there's probably a lot about his church that he's completely unaware of because he hasn't really studied it. He hasn't had the years to do it. And so I asked him, if I was to draw a circle on a piece of paper and ask you to fill it in according to your knowledge of Mormonism, how much of that circle do you think would be filled in? Now, let me ask you very quickly, Eric, for all the years that you've been studying Mormonism, if I challenged you to do that, how much of that circle do you think you would have filled in?
Well, you asked me that question earlier, and I said about an eighth, maybe. I mean, I know, obviously, a lot about Mormonism, but when it comes to the breadth of a religion that's almost 200 years old,
sure,
I'm limited, and so there's certainly a lot of things people could show me that
exactly.
I don't know.
And I would have to agree, too, that there's probably a lot about Mormonism that I don't even know. I mean, when I compare my understanding of Mormon history with someone like, let's say, Sandra Tanner, I don't know a fingernail of what she knows on a lot of these issues. And so I could be wrong in some area. The same with Christianity. There could be a lot about Christianity
yeah.
I know. So
sure.
I have to at least be open enough to know that I don't know everything about a particular topic. So when a Mormon says that they know the church is true, they're giving you the impression that there's absolutely nothing that could possibly change their mind. Bear in mind, listeners, that there are thousands and thousands of ex-Mormons who used to say, I know the church is true. So I don't think we should allow that response to deter us from asking any further questions regarding their faith. We don't know what could be that soft underbelly that could cause them to really think about their faith, and hopefully he will look at his faith a little more closely as well.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast, A Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear past editions of more than 100 shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is available on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the box that says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. Looking for a book on Mormonism? The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City carries the largest selection of Christian books on Mormonism, including titles such as Mormonism, Shadow or Reality, and Mormonism 101. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is also a great place to get your questions answered. Open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is located directly across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark at 1358 South and West Temple.